You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the dentist you look forward to seeing. The Gentle Dentist, the only dentist you're happy to come back to. The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. How can we make you smile? Call 614-431-3311.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Let's watch one more clip from the trial and see what else we got.
Would you have gone out on a date with him if he would have said he was married?
If I would have realized how married he still was, maybe not.
To you, crazy bitch.
But I just met for dinner. I wasn't sleeping with him or anything.
Do you go on dates with married men?
Naturally?
I'm going to also object under 611 for harassment.
All right. I'll sustain the objection.
Your Honor, do I not have a right to cross-examine this witness for what she has already testified to?
You can cross-examine her about what she's testified to.
So you did go on a date with married men?
I went on a date with Charles.
But you did not know he was married.
I knew his divorce was not final.
His divorce was not started.
Okay.
Okay. So in your text messages, you asked Charles if he was a good kisser. Is that correct?
Sure.
Did he answer that text message?
I'm sure he did.
Again, 611, harassment.
I'll sustain the objection for relevance and hearsay.
Is he a good kisser?
So are you trying to tell me and this jury that you went on one date with my husband and he told you all the details of our lives?
I'm telling you the truth, and that's what I know.
So you spent your whole date getting to know each other talking about me?
Don't flatter yourself. No, we did not spend the whole time talking about you.
Oh, that's a gem. That's going to be one of, like, at the end of the year, one of the best clips when we should do a countdown of the best moments. That, I think, is right up there. Don't flatter yourself. Is he a good kisser? Did you talk again? It's kind of letting her hang her out to dry at this point.
Yeah, I mean that exchange got pretty prickly, and what it looks like is Lori Vallade-Bell kind of trying to accuse this, you know, witness who doesn't have anything to do with a murder of being a promiscuous slut or something, and you know, making her look bad on the stand. And I think the jury is just going to say, "Hey, what does you attacking this woman's character have anything to do with whether you killed your husband?" And in fact, it makes Lori look kind of like hostile and combative, and that's not good. To murder Trump.
Well, it's kind of insane too. I mean, you can break it down further where, like, okay, you're with Chad too at this point. You got that going on the side, but you're mad that your husband, who has been talking to police and saying, "I'm kind of afraid for my life, she's losing her mind." You're mad that he went out on a date as you're separated and in the process of, I guess, about to get divorced, but he ends up dying before that gets to take place. she's upset about that. But again, it's par for the course with a narcissist like Lori Vallow.
Totally. And you got to think long game here. If you're Lori Vallow or someone in her position, you might be thinking you're scoring these small points with this, you know, ancillary witness. But really, like you said, Lori was doing the same thing. She was committing adultery legally. And so she's setting herself up to be zinged yet again by future witnesses and the prosecution's argument in close.
Does she care, though? I mean, is she fighting for innocence here, or is she just using this to try and settle scores at this point, or that she thinks she's settling scores is what I'm wondering.
You know, there's certainly kind of a vindictive tone coming from Lori Vallow and also from the content of her questions. You know, frankly, I'm not sure she really can see the whole legal picture and has some cogent strategy going about it. I think she's just, you know, kind of indulging in asking these personal questions of this witness who dated her husband, whom she's accused of killing.
We did have some of the words of demons coming into this, or dark spirits. Atwood said that Lori claimed Charles was possessed by a dark spirit, you know, like you do at a dinner conversation. That'd be a weird one on any sort of date where, like, your date's like, oh, your ex thinks you're possessed by a dark spirit. Like, even if they're a great person, I'd be like, I think I got to get the hell out of here because I don't want anything to do like with that crazy ex, if that's what they're thinking. But, you know, they had dessert. I don't know if they did or not, but apparently this took place. And Alex reportedly joked about this dark spirit, you know, killing him. And Lori never stopped him either. So that's what came up in dinner conversation. If anything happens to Charles, I'm going to the police. Lori repeatedly just kind of brushed off that comment that Atwood warned Lori about. Now we're getting into territory where the jury is hearing about demons and that sort of stuff. Where does it go from here?
You know, those are the central predicates for the motive that the government says Lori had, in terms of, you know, she believed that these individuals were evil and they needed to be eliminated, and she was on a mission, and you know, she uses these sort of vague spiritual type language, but it starts to crystallize how she may have viewed Charles and why she wanted to kill him. And, you know, side note, that was a similar motive for why she killed her other two children.
And I'm wondering, when or how is that going to be introduced here? Is that only if she testifies that the kids are going to be brought into this, which she could, or can the children be brought into this conversation before that if she opens the door to it? And how would she open the door to it, or has she already opened the door to it?
You know, typically the prosecution has to give notice of any prior acts or extrinsic acts that are not directly related to trial that they want to get into evidence, such as Lori Vallow having a motive to kill her children in this sort of spiritual context. But Lori can certainly open the door to that kind of thing, even absent such notice. You know, when she's talking about, hey, you know, she's probably going to slip up and say something like, hey, I don't have a mean bone in my body, and I've never had an intent to kill somebody. And then the prosecutor would say, wait a sec, there was this other trial, and you were convicted of killing both your kids for a very similar motive. Jury, do you see what's going on here?
So at the end of the day, is it, because it's like a damned if you do, damned if you don't. Do you think she'll testify? Should she testify? I mean, if you were, let's say she had an attorney, would you want her to testify? Would that make any sense? Because it opens the door to that. And I feel like if the jury hears you killed your kids, it's kind of game over.
100%. And you know, from a legal perspective, I think her best defense is blaming this all on Alex. And I think you can do that through other witnesses, through police officers, through prior reports, through other communications that have gone in, and that wouldn't require Lori Vallow to testify. But she's sort of, you know, she did that interview with media outlets. She's sort of attracted, it seems, to getting her story out there. And what better place to do it than your day in court when you're being charged with murder?
I'm finding it interesting, the strategy that she's taking, that it was a self-defense, that in her story that Charles was about to beat Tylee with a bat And conveniently, everyone's dead that was around there to like say this was actually happening. But you do have Colby Ryan, who is still alive and, you know, has testified and very likely could testify against her in this. Would that be a valid argument, or is that more hearsay? Because he did speak with Tylee on a regular basis. Could he shed any light on the relationship that was going on with Charles and Tylee at the time? Because Lori's claiming it was, you know, really not good, and it was deteriorating, it was getting worse, and it got to the point where he was going to beat her, and then Alex came in and stopped that from happening. Can that come into court here?
That is a complicated question. So the general rule is that hearsay statements, out-of-court statements by witnesses, don't get to go to the jury unless that individual, the declarant, is called as a witness. Well, here, a lot of these witnesses are dead. Mm-hmm. And so there are some hearsay exceptions. I believe that Colby could probably talk about the general nature of the relationship based on his observations, but getting into specific statements would be unlikely. And I think that that's kind of a perilous argument anyway, because Charles Vello doesn't have any history of wanting to hurt children, and there's no evidence that I've seen of that anyway. And so, you know, that just adds another layer of, like, you know, raising some eyebrows with the jury. Can we really believe what Lori Vello is saying about this case and about Charles?
That's the thing. Like, can you really believe what she's saying? But and it's a weird thing to say. Can you really believe that she's not telling the truth? Because there isn't another person to, you know, change that narrative. Everybody's dead. So to say that this did occur, that he went in to try and save or protect Tylee, the only person to speak to that, I guess, is Lori right now. Other than the character of Charles not having any sort of history of violence, that's a big part. But I still have yet to hear any arguments that really tie Lori to this in terms of the conspiracy. I'm sure we're going to get there. How are they going to tie her to this as it is a conspiracy, especially when so much of the verbiage that was used in those text messages is all religious, you know, nutso speak of it's, we're going to be like, what's the prophet guy or whatever, that they're Nephi. You know, we're being like Nephi, not be like Mike. It's be like Nephi over there. And it's interesting because one could construe that, well, this wasn't talking about killing someone. This was some sort of weird ideology, but the way it was, they knew it and understood it was they were killing people by, you know, getting rid of the zombies or getting rid of the demon or Ned Ryerson. Oh, no, it's not Ned Ryerson, but Ned, whatever his name is, that was in Charles. Is that going to be difficult to try and parse out here?
I think absolutely. You know, when the shooting happened, I believe the only people present were Charles, Alex, and Lori. And Charles and Alex are dead. Mm-hmm. And so we only really have Lori's word on which to rely. Now, the government can undermine the credibility of those statements. But that's the thing, too, is Lori has a potential defense. She can blame this on Alex and also say that Alex was acting in self-defense and in defense of Lori. But that is kind of a savvy, sophisticated legal approach. And to pull that off with limited witnesses and trying to avoid having her testify is going to be a Herculean effort. I'm not sure Lori's up to it.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, You save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.